Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, beloved. Welcome to another inspiring episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm glad you're listening today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I want you to pause for a moment and open your heart to God's Word. Today, we're talking about the value of faithfulness. Our Bible text is from Luke chapter 16, verse 10, which says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." In Jeremiah chapter 36, the prophet Jeremiah was instructed by God to write down the words he had spoken. Jeremiah dictated the message, and a man named Baruch son of Neriah faithfully wrote everything on the scroll. Baruch was not the prophet. He was not the person standing at the center of the assignment. He was simply the man entrusted to carry it out. But when the scroll was eventually read before King Jehoiakim, the king became angry. As the words were read, he cut portions of the scroll and threw them into the fire until the entire scroll was destroyed. Think about that. Baruch had faithfully done what he was asked to do, and the work was seemingly wiped away. Yet God told Jeremiah to write the message again, and Baruch did it. He faithfully returned to the assignment. That story is recorded in Jeremiah 36, verse 4 to 32. What a picture of faithfulness. Faithfulness is not only doing something when people are watching. It is continuing to do what is right when the applause disappears, when results are delayed, and even when what you have built seems to have been wasted. Sometimes, the greatest evidence of your character is what you continue doing when nobody is celebrating you. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, that faithfulness in little things matters because little things reveal the kind of person we are becoming. Maybe today you are wondering why you should keep going. You have been honest, but dishonesty seems to be getting people ahead. You have been serving faithfully, but nobody seems to notice. You have been praying, working, showing up, keeping your word, caring for your family, building your business, or pursuing your calling. And the results are taking longer than you expected. I don't know what you are passing through today, but hear this. Your faithfulness is not wasted simply because it has not yet been rewarded publicly. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." God sees what people don't see. He sees the private sacrifice. He sees the integrity nobody applauds. He sees the times you kept your word when breaking it would have been easier. He sees every small act of obedience. And remember this, faithfulness is not about being perfect. It is about being dependable. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, "A faithful person will be richly blessed." So don't despise small beginnings. Don't underestimate ordinary responsibilities. Don't think your little assignment is insignificant. The way you handle today's little responsibility may be preparing you for tomorrow's greater opportunity. Here's a word for you today. Perhaps God has placed something in your hands that seems small. Be faithful with it. Perhaps there is a relationship that requires patience. Be faithful. Perhaps there is a business, ministry, career, family responsibility, or dream that feels painfully slow. Keep showing up. And perhaps you have failed before. That does not mean your story is over. You can begin again today. Faithfulness can be renewed one decision at a time. As you go, I declare over your life today, you will not abandon what God has entrusted to you. Grace to remain faithful is coming upon you in Jesus' name. You will not lose heart because of delayed results. the work of your hands will not be wasted. God will connect your faithfulness with the right opportunities, the right people, and the right season in Jesus' name. What you have done quietly will produce fruit openly, in God's appointed time. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before you move on with your day, ask yourself, what has God entrusted to me that I need to handle more faithfully? And ask another question, where am I tempted to give up simply because I cannot yet see the result? Action step for the day. Choose one responsibility you have been neglecting, however small, and handle it faithfully today. Keep that promise. Complete that task. Make that call. Show up. Pray again. Do the right thing even if nobody notices, because faithfulness today can become the foundation for greater things tomorrow. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. I want you to join me and say this with faith. I am faithful with what God has placed in my hands. I will not give up because of delay. I will remain diligent, trustworthy, and consistent. My labor is not wasted. God sees me, God strengthens me, and in His appointed time, I will reap a harvest. I am winning every day by God's grace. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness. We appreciate you for your word today. Give us grace to remain faithful in the little things and in the great things. Strengthen everyone listening who is tired, discouraged, or wondering whether their efforts matter. Help us to keep doing what is right, even when nobody is watching. Bless the work of our hands, guide our decisions, and let our faithfulness produce lasting fruit. May this day bring new strength, new opportunities, and fresh reasons to trust you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with us on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who may need encouragement to keep going today. Until next time, remember, stay faithful, keep trusting God, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.